Welcome to VML Bird Watching at the Lurie's with myself, Danette Bradenbach. I'm here with Luca, who is the Group CEO for TBWA South Africa and Omnicom Advertising. Very welcome,
hello.
Luca. Lovely to see you as
Thank
always.
Thank you for having me, Danette.
It's a pleasure. So as one of the most successful agencies in the country, globally and locally,
yes.
What do you think is the secret to success in advertising, in marketing?
I've always thought that if there is a secret to success, I'm not sure. But one of the things that's always fueled me has been just the very simple principle of giving a shit and actually caring.
Yes.
And being passionate about our industry and what we do and the contribution it can make to, I suppose, the upliftment of individuals, organizations, and brands around the world, right? I think that there are certainly easier jobs in the world than advertising, and I think that it can be a very lonely place to be if you are not sort of deeply passionate about being in our industry. And I've always, you know, always thought that a career or a life in advertising was as much a vocation as it was a career. It's kind of a little bit of a calling to those that choose to spend time within the advertising industry. And for those that are passionate about it, do care, it is immensely fulfilling. And it has been for me, right? So I think that in terms of answering your question, if we can create the kind of environment that is conducive to, A, understands that and is conducive for bringing those kinds of people into our business and for ensuring that we create the most fulfilling experience of their working lives with, as long as they're with TBWA, then I think we'll be successful.
So you're talking about passion. How do you create that culture so that people in your organization are passionate, so that it doesn't just become something where we're just taking stuff and just making the work and not
yeah.
actually taking it to another level? Because that's what yeah. we're looking for. That's where that spark of creativity comes
yeah.
in.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you completely. I think it's about caring, and it's about being explicit for us, at least. And in all of the environments that I've worked in, I've been very lucky to work in a number of amazing creative agencies. You have always put creativity and the work first. We have to be explicit about what it is that's important to us as a business. And if we are clearly stating that for us it is about the work and it's about prioritizing the work, then all of our actions need to reflect that. And if our actions reflect that and we're explicit about that, then it's easy to have people believe that, right? Culture starts there. They have to have something to believe in, and it needs to manifest in their actual experience, their daily experience within our business. Being passionate about producing incredible work is a very easy thing, but it's a very easy thing to get passionate about, but it's also a very easy thing to erode very, very quickly if the experience is not reflective of the ambition. So for us, it's always been about understanding that is part of our DNA as TBWA South Africa. It's a legacy that we need to protect, and it's a legacy that we need to nurture for future generations. And, you know, for us, it really is all about the work. And hopefully having that as a central sort of mantra for any of our agencies brings the appropriate people into our business and attracts the right clients to our business. So it becomes self-fulfilling.
So how do you define creativity? Because agencies have come under a lot of pressure in the last few years, local and overseas. Mm. How do you define creativity, perhaps compared to 10 years ago? Has it changed?
I don't think it's changed. I mean, I honestly don't think it's changed. I think it's the creativity, or the role of an agency, is to produce thinking and work that is fresh and new and has never been done before, and to hold yourself accountable to producing that kind of work. I think that while there is certainly a lot of noise about how much the industry has changed, and of course the industry has changed, if you strip away all of the bullshit, it's the endeavor is still the same. The tools may change, our approach may change. We may need to learn different, what I sort of describe as muscle memory, forget a lot of old muscle memory and create a lot of new muscle memory. And know that no 2 days will, that today, what created success for me yesterday is not going to be the same as what I need to create success today, and certainly what not different to what I'll need to create success tomorrow, next week, next month, and next year. And I think if we're open to that, but not lose sight of the fact that it is our job to solve problems in unique ways for our clients' brands, I don't think that that's, honestly, don't think that's anything new.
And working with clients, how important is it for you to have fairly long-term relationships, or is there, you know, do you go in and just see if you click? How important is that relationship?
I was actually chatting to Mariska last night from Sunlam, and I think it's everything. Like, honestly, I think personal relationships are everything. I think at the end of the day, we're human beings. Clients are human beings. Agency people are human beings. And we embark on this endeavor to create something which is sort of, creativity is innately human. And I think that ensuring that you're aligned around your objectives as human beings, you share a similar set of values, you navigate the world in similar ways, I think is absolutely fundamental. All of my best work has always been produced on the inside of brilliant relationships. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean long-standing relationships. Brilliant, some relationships can be a week old and they can be brilliant from day one,
yes,
right? Some require some time to be nurtured, and some exist beyond the individuals. Like, if I reflect on, let's use Ogilvy and Volkswagen, it's probably the best example in the industry, right? That is a relationship that has superseded any individual's relationship. That is something that is like deeply ingrained in the culture of each of those organizations. There's a deep sense of respect for each organization's role that they play and the legacy of each. Volkswagen acknowledges how amazingly fundamental Ogilvy have been in the creation of that brand, the nurturing and stewardship of that brand. And I think Ogilvy Cape Town certainly value the role that Volkswagen has played in helping create a very unique identity in that agency. So, you know, relationships, I think, can exist on multiple paradigms. And I honestly think that that when you have the right set of ingredients, interpersonal ingredients in place, where one, when two people can have a conversation and they genuinely hear each other and they understand what is being, they hear what is being said, I think that creates the environment for the best thinking and the best word to engage.
And then there's been a lot said about young people not being that interested in the industry. How do we cultivate that? But I mean, I think we're seeing some great young people come into the industry. Youth Committee has got some amazing talent.
Yeah.
TBWA, who won the, was it silver at Cannes?
Yes.
And the Young Creative, your two creatives, absolutely amazing. Yeah. How do you go about sort of enticing and cultivating that?
Again, I think that they need to be inspired to enter the industry. You know, I was always inspired to enter this industry from my school days. My old English teacher, when I was in standard 7 or standard 8, sort of wheeled out his TV on the trolley with his VHS, and he popped in an old can reel and during English class, and we watched the can reel, and I was, you know, I was just, some of those old commercials, old Carling Black Label international commercials, the Hamlet Cigars commercials, were just this Castlemaine 4X commercials, they stuck with me, and I thought that's an industry that I really want to be involved in, and it's an opportunity for me to exercise a little bit of my own sort of limited personal creativity, but certainly wanted to be in an environment where I personally could find fulfillment and inspiration. And I think that we need to continue to create environments that are inspiring. I think it's become increasingly difficult. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of noise. It's not easy out there at the moment. But I think that we need to continue to nurture environments that are fulfilling to people who share this vocation, right? And if we do think about it as a vocation, as a calling, that people find a home in an agency where they wouldn't necessarily find a fulfilling home in other environments. Our environment needs to be vibrant. It needs to be protected. It needs to remain organic. It needs to celebrate good work when good work emerges. And it needs to continue to nurture and grow amazing talent. That's the other thing that our industry has been remarkable around, is identifying incredible young talent and nurturing that talent so it meets its full potential. Yeah. And I think if we can bring brilliant, talented youngsters into our environment, identify exactly where that talent lies and nurture that so that they can reach their fullest potential, I think that we'll continue to attract the very best to our industry. But I do think that it's been hard. And I think while I'm maybe sitting here, you know, talking about it as if I have the answers, it's tough, right? Yeah. And I also falter from time to time, but it's important to come to the Lurie's. That's why I always come and I spend as much time here as I possibly can, because I personally draw immense inspiration. Excuse me. Long night last night. Draw immense inspiration from it, and go back re-energized, you know, because we tend to get so close to the detail of our business that we very seldom have the opportunity to sort of elevate above it and see through all the cuck and go, actually, that's what's important. Mm. And that's what's important. And that thing that I placed so much emphasis on last week actually just doesn't deserve my time or effort or energy. And looking after that person does, you know, or spending time with that person does too. So, yeah.
And then lastly, any work that you're optimistic about this year for Lurie's or your own other agencies that you think perhaps stand out for you?
Yeah, I think, I'm always excited to be at Lurie's and see sort of how our work stacks compared to the rest of the industry across the region. And we've had a few tough years against the Middle Eastern agencies who I think have really showed us what sustained excellence in creativity looks like. And it's always been amazing to see that that's not coming from just one or two agencies. It comes from every year there are new agencies that are showing up and producing incredible work. So there's clearly something happening over there that is very vibrant and exciting. And we need to reflect a little bit on what that is, because I don't think that it's any easier over there necessarily, right? I think that they struggle with a lot of the same issues that we struggle with in South Africa. But in terms of the work that I'm excited about from our side, I think we've got some really, really nice work this year across all of our agencies. If I think about the City Lodge SOS campaign, I personally adore that.
Yeah, it's great.
We've had a brilliant 18 months with Heineken, Savannah and Vintook specifically, and it's been brilliant to see just the volume of work that we've produced over the course of the last 18 months specifically on Savannah and Vintook. And it's brilliant to see sort of just how much of that work has been shortlisted. And again, you know, we were talking about relationships earlier. That is a new relationship,
yes,
right? It's not even an 18 month old relationship, but we feel like we've been in this thing together for years. You know, Maya and I met for the first time last year. It was before Andrea came back. Of course, Andrea and I worked together many, many years at SABC. So there's a very well-established relationship there. But that came after Heineken came to TBWA, right? So, you know, it's brilliant to see some of that work showing up for Hunt Mascaris. And then Grid have got some incredible work for the Luxurious Marble Circus, which has just been this rip-roaring cultural success in Johannesburg over the course of the last 2 years, just completed it last week. I just think that the attention to detail and the level of craft and just the world-class nature of that experience is unlike anything that we've seen in South Africa before. And I just think that it's just an absolutely remarkable and is the fullest expression in my mind of what Grid is capable of. You know, an agency that for a long time people perceived as being purely design, but I think what they've done is they've opened people's eyes to what the world of design truly is and what it can unlock.
Yeah.
And then some really, really nice, again, some beautifully crafted work for Pantry around them, around Pantry going cashless. So I'm super excited. I hope it's going to be a lovely couple of nights for us. It's always a lovely couple of nights just to spend time with agency colleagues and friends. And again, just take yourself out of the pressures and stresses of daily work life and also reconnect with a lot of industry colleagues. So yeah, I'm just interested to see how we stack against the rest this year.
I'm sure you'll do really well. Thank you so much, Luca, for spending some time with us.
Pleasure, Danae.
Enjoy the rest of the Lurries.
Thank you. Lovely to see you.
Thank you.